This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be talking with Denise Flanagan from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and we're going to be talking about some exciting things happening over there. One of those big things is coming up Friday, this Friday. What's happening at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center on Friday?
Bart, thank you so much for having us. I'm happy to announce that on Friday we'll be at 9 o'clock, we'll be having the groundbreaking ceremony for Phase 2 of our building program on Garrison Drive.
That's going to be exciting. So this will be the second building. Will it be beside it, in front of it, or where will it be in relation to the new building that's already there?
If you're standing on Garrison Drive and looking at the building, it will be to the right of the existing building, and it will be in addition to. It's not a second building or connected by a walkway. It will actually be physically connected, and we'll have one large building at the end of the program.
Oh, great. The building already is beautiful. I mean, that's phenomenal location and just a tremendous asset to the community. So people who are wanting to celebrate with you, they need to be there on Friday morning.
Right. It will be at 9 o'clock on the property there, just where the new building will be constructed. So, and we're excited about it. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. We'll have a good turnout and get the program started off on the right foot.
And, of course, after that's over, you can take a little walk around the Greenway and the pond there behind.
Of course, it's beautiful over there. So, yeah, we would encourage you to do that.
Good for your health. Now, let's talk a little bit more about some other things. This is Breast Awareness Month, and tell us about that. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I know that the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is very much involved in that.
That's right. We will be having a number of different events and departments handing out patient education materials, really just hoping to promote awareness of breast cancer and, you know, the things that you can do as an individual to protect yourself.
Now, what are you offering, mammograms and things of that sort?
We do. We have mammogram services at both of our facilities, and appointments for that could be scheduled by contacting us at 615-893-4480.
All righty. Now, you have quite a few new physicians, I understand, who've joined the clinic as well.
We do. We do. We have five that have joined already this year, and then we're already anticipating the addition of another physician representing a new specialty in 2012.
That's exciting to hear that. What are some of the areas that these physicians are serving in?
Sure. We have pediatrics has added Dr. Aaron Ward. Some of you in Murfreesboro might remember Dr. Ward practiced with us for a number of years and then relocated to Arkansas. So we are happy that he has moved back to Rutherford County and made Murfreesboro his home once again. And he's seeing patients in the pediatrics department now. Dr. Brenna Green. Dr. Green has joined Dr. Bill Newton in the Pain and Physical Medicine Department. They are located at the Garrison Drive facility. Dr. Lisa White. Dr. White has joined our General Surgery Department, and she is also from the Middle Tennessee area, so we're excited to have her here practicing with us.
That sounds like some great new additions there to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and of course they are there to help you. When will this new addition be completed? You're doing the groundbreaking on Friday. About how much time will it take to build it?
Should take about 16 months, and we plan to be finished with the construction in the at the very end of 2012, and then we'll be relocating from Highland Avenue over the first couple of months there in 2013. we have to be out of the Highland Avenue facility by April 30th, 2013. So
you'll make that date probably.
We certainly hope so.
Boy, I tell you, that's a major move.
It is. It's a very large, it's a really huge undertaking for us. We did this in 2008 with the departments that are already at Garrison Drive. We were able to accomplish it basically in about two weekends. We expect that this move in 2013 will take a bit longer.
I would imagine.
But we'll hopefully do it efficiently and quickly and get everybody over there and have things back to normal real soon.
So. Now, will this second building that you're doing the groundbreaking on Friday morning, will the second building sort of be a mirror image of the first one, same size and everything?
No, sir, it won't. The building that's on Garrison Drive currently is about 77,000 square feet, and the new, the addition will be about 125,000 square feet. So almost twice the size of the existing structure. So it will look very much the same, obviously all the same materials and precast concrete and so forth. We'll have a main entrance that'll be constructed that'll be a bit larger than the one that we have there now. Overall, it'll look very much the same. It'll just be much larger.
Now, will you have any additional services that you don't have now on Highland?
We will. We'll be offering, by the time that we move over to the Garrison Drive facility, we will be offering allergy, which is a new specialty for us. Dr. John Kliznick will be joining us next year, so we're excited about building out space for him and really helping him grow his practice. We will be offering, we have a Meta Spa now on the Highland Avenue location, but we're looking forward to building a nice Meta Spa that will allow our dermatologists to offer additional services. And then we'll just have expanded, be able to expand services in the other departments that currently we're unable to because we just frankly don't have the space.
That is going to be such a great addition for the community. So you'll basically be, I guess, tripling your space compared to what you have had for years over on Highland.
We will. The building on Highland Avenue is about 120,000 square feet. It was built in three different building programs. So this is really going to offer us more space to grow and continue to recruit new physicians and meet the needs of our growing community. We're very excited.
Do you have enough room on your campus that as time goes on that you can grow even more?
We have some room for growth. Unfortunately, we don't have all that we will need, I'm sure, and I guess that's a good problem. So we hope that this new facility will serve our needs for the next 20 years. And then if it doesn't, then we'll begin looking at opportunities for satellite locations. And, we'll just kind of take the pulse of the community, see where they feel like we need to offer services and try to accommodate that.
And you've already had great success with satellite locations.
We do. We have two walk-in clinics. They're doing very well, and we're very happy about what they offer for our patients, added convenience. And so we're excited to see that grow as well.
Share with us where those two walk-in clinics are located.
We have one located on Las Casas Highway in the Kroger Shopping Center. It's on the corner of Las Casas and Rutherford Boulevard. And then this newest location is on New Salem Highway. It's in the Publix development at the corner of St. Andrews and New Salem.
Okay, so some exciting times ahead with the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. And we have just barely touched on the tip of this iceberg. We haven't talked that much about Surgery Center. That's really an area where most of the work seems to be these days. People are not staying in hospitals overnight that much, thanks to non-invasive surgery? Is that what they call this?
Yes, sir.
People are able to go in and have operations that you used to stay in the hospital several days, and now you just go in and have same-day surgery, and you're out. Tell us about how the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is doing on that, and what that has dramatically expanded.
It has. It has. We opened our Surgery Center in 1989, so we're in our 20th second or 23rd year. And it's really just growing. As you mentioned, it's a growing area in medicine. More and more procedures are being done in an outpatient setting as opposed to a hospital environment. Patients like that, the convenience of that. Physicians like that smaller, more intimate experience as well, I think. So we're very excited. Our surgery center is staying very, very busy. We have just recently achieved Joint Commission accreditation. We're very proud of that. Our staff work very hard to get that recognition that they deserve. And we're just very happy about what we're offering over there.
One of our family members used your same-day facility earlier this year. I was really impressed because we had used it many times on Highland, but this was the first time that I have actually been into that part of the new facility and into the waiting area and things of that sort, the patient recovery. Phenomenal and huge. Boy, I tell you.
Thank you. It is. I know the day that we moved in, the staff were talking about how much space they were going to have and how amazing it was. And, you know, as far as the facility that we had on Highland Avenue and the differences today, I think they're getting a little crowded sometimes. All that room we thought we had, we've quickly put to good use. So.
But, you know, the great thing is the people are still just friendly like they always have been. Caring and just they would bend over backwards to do anything for you and just make that a wonderful experience, which it was.
I would agree. We have an amazing staff. They are passionate about what they do. You'll hear most people who come through our surgery center have a really positive experience, and that's a wonderful thing. There's nothing more unsettling than having to go in and have surgery and being in the hands of people that you know are competent, but you're not 100% comfortable, and so their smiles and their attitude really put you at ease and make for a good experience.
Now, the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been around for a good while.
1949.
Wow. I wonder the dreams of those physicians who got it started. Dr. Garrison, I believe, was one of those.
Yes,
wonder if he was around today and was able to look at that. Wonder what he would be thinking. I bet he would be surprised.
I hope he would be surprised. I hope he would be proud of the organization that he founded, and he and Dr. Carl Adams, and it was really their dream, as you said, and I hope that he would be happy with what we're doing in our community and the services that we offer, and I think he would encourage us to continue to look at ways to change with the changing healthcare environment. And
So in April of 2013, you will be totally, or you have to be totally out,
yes,
whether
sir.
You want to or not.
We better be.
you have to be out of the Highland location and into the new one. So the groundbreaking this coming Friday morning at 9 o'clock, it's essential for the construction company to do this in a timely manner.
It is. We've partnered with a great team. We're Cox Shep out of Atlanta is the general contractor, and the architecture firm is in Nashville, Lyman Davidson Dooley. They have been working now for over a year, actually, preparing for Friday and the weeks to come. So we hope that there'll be heavy equipment on the property within the next couple of weeks, and they'll be getting the site prepared. It's important that we get a lot of that done before the weather gets wet and really cold, mm-hmm. as it does in the winter here. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, but we're excited about it.
Now, are they the ones who did the design of your current new facility?
They did, yes.
Which is beautiful, by the way. Thank sort you. Of an Art Deco look to it. I mean, it's gorgeous. If you have not been in, you need to come up with some reason to go over there. and they do a little bit of everything at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Everything from testing your hearing to, you know, whatever it might be. If you need a flu shot.
If you need a flu shot, if you need a sports physical, if you need a mammogram, if you need a massage at the Metaspa, if you medical weight loss services, we offer just something for everyone, I guess.
Now what is this, the massage at the Metaspa? What is that all about?
We have Murfreesboro's only physician-directed Metaspa, and among those services that are offered, we do have massage therapy. So,
mm-hmm. Now, is this using oils and heat and things of that sort to sort of reduce, arthritis problems?
Well, it's using all of those techniques that you mentioned, and we use it as a complement for other services that for both therapeutic massage and then just if you just want to relax and have a nice massage, and at the end of a stressful week, we can take care of that too.
By the way, our phone number is 893-1450, and when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. And if you have some memories you'd like to share with us about the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center, give us a call. Maybe you were one of those early patients when they got started back in 1949. Maybe you have some memories of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic in those earlier years. Perhaps you've been to the new facility and would like to share some thoughts with us. Maybe you've walked around the Gateway Island right behind the current medical clinic right there on Garrison Drive. Stay with us. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're visiting with Denise Flanagan, and she is the Director of Operations at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Guys, be advised, things along I-24 going into the downtown area have really, really slowed down. Starting just past 840, you're going to start seeing slower traffic. We have two accidents, one between Bell Road and Haywood Lane, and another one right at Harding Place. So things in that area are going to be very backed up. Now, if you decide to hop on 840, you shouldn't have any problems going over to Highway 70, but we do have some road construction right there at Oval Creek and at the I-24 intersection, so be careful there. This traffic report is brought to you by the Law Office of Bart Durham. Give them a call, 866-468-6603. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Rain showers are likely across the forecast area and possibly a few thunderstorms as well. Cloudy skies and a high in the upper 70s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, 64.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had family staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions, 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
My name's Norman Bates.
Overnight turns to UFOs, the unknown.
Coast to Coast AM on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
You'd be welcome to spend the night.
But the words get in the way.
Welcome back.
There's so much I want to say.
Our phone number is 893-1450. If there's some things you wish to say, don't let those words get in the way. Call us. 893-1450. 893-1450. Denise Flanagan is with us. She is the Director of Operations for the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. 893-1450 is the number. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Great.
Good.
I just have a question.
Okay.
I heard that the clinic was going to quit taking Health Spring insurance, and if they are, could you tell me what the reason for that is?
Okay, thank you. What about that Health Spring insurance?
Well, I'll share with you what I do know about that. That contract was with our local independent physician association, and unfortunately, after much negotiation, they were unable to come to an agreement. So we will not be providers for HealthSpring after, I believe the date's October 1st. I know a letter's been sent to our patients. The letter, I think, outlined options for the patients. I think we have information about that on our website as well. That's mmclinic.com, and or they could call our office if they need more specific information, had specific questions. That number's 893-4480.
And our phone number is 893-1450. If you have any questions this morning, 893-1450. There are two more physicians that are being added to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. One of those dealing with endocrinology and the other one in the area of radiology. Tell us a little about those people.
That's right. We're excited to have Dr. Warren Clayton join us in endocrinology. He is partnering now with Dr. James Roan, who's been practicing at the clinic for a number of years. With Dr. Clayton's addition, we have some additional space for new patients. Dr. Roan's had a very busy and full practice for a few years, so we're excited about having Dr. Clayton here. And then Dr. Andy Fong. Dr. Fong is practices radiology at the clinic, and we're excited to have him on board with us as well.
Now, as you look at some of the areas that are being served with the new building, tell us a little more about some of the things that the future is going to be bringing that perhaps are not being served right now, because there's the whole new facility expands so much that's going to offer opportunities that are not being found right now, I guess.
It does. It offers us an opportunity to, with additional space, of course, to recruit new providers, or even just, as I said earlier, expand the services of the providers that are already practicing here. We're excited about offering, walk-in clinic services at Garrison Drive once the internal medicine department relocates. Our spa is expanding. Our every department, really, they're now with the opportunities that the new building brings, they're evaluating services that they're currently offering and looking at ways that they can expand and offer more within our walls. So we're excited about that.
One of our biggest problems in the South, and I guess Murfreesboro would fit along with that, is obesity. And I know that the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has a phenomenal program that will help people become healthier and lose weight while they're doing it.
We do. It's actually NextSlim Medical Weight Loss, operated under the supervision of Dr. David McKnight. We have a great team of nurse practitioners, dietary counselors, and staff there that really work with their patients to help them identify, healthy weight loss goals, and then work with them to achieve those. It's a great program. They're seeing a lot of really good results for patients.
This is really changing a lifestyle, I would imagine.
It is.
In addition to eating healthier, exercising, and things of that sort.
It is. It is. And the counselors are there to support, their clients each week with dietary instruction and educating them about healthy choices and the importance of a healthy, balanced diet and exercise. And they are also, with the help of the nurse practitioners and Dr. McKnight's supervision, able to take into consideration each patient's physical limitations, maybe, or medical problems that they have that might complicate things. So it's really a collaborative approach between the physician, nurse practitioner, and the counselors.
So these are some of the great services that are being offered at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And if you have any questions, you can go to their website. What is the web address again?
It is www.mmclinic.com. www.ufoinsider.com.
All righty. Check it out. And all sorts of information there dealing with the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. I noticed you can even make an appointment online.
You can. You can request an appointment at a time that's convenient for you, and we'll see what we can do to accommodate that and send you an email.
Very good. So everything is getting high-tech these days and more convenient. I mean, this is really a convenient way. Just go online and make your request for an appointment.
We hope so. We just in the last year have really revamped our website, added a lot of information that patients that we found ourselves trying to communicate to patients in a lot of other ways. So we now have CVs for each of our providers on our website. We have areas of focus for each practice specialty, and lots of information just about health in general, community happenings, things that the clinic might be participating in, and things that our staff are doing in the community. And we're really excited about it. It's a great place to go to get information.
And when you go to that website, you can have an artist rendering of what the entire facility will look like.
Right. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It really is. People need to check that out. Phase 2, beginning with a groundbreaking this Friday morning at 9 o'clock. And the public is encouraged to be there for this historical time. I mean, this really is a time in history. A major addition to our community. An additional...
An additional 125,000 square feet.
That is huge. Wow. So that's coming up with the groundbreaking this Friday morning at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. And that, of course, is the location on Garrison Drive. So you need to be over there. Let's talk a little more about the patient resources at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And for a little over 60 years, you've been offering health care to people here in the community. And still, by the way, I wanted to remind people, if you are one of the early persons who took advantage of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and continue to do so, we'd like to hear from you. Sort of get your feel from some of the early days, which I guess you were downtown. In the early days, around Maple, was it? Or
I believe it was Spring Street.
Okay, I knew it was one of those streets.
I believe it was Spring Street, and then relocated to University, which is now the NHC facility, and then to Highland, to the Highland Avenue location in 79, I believe.
So this will be the fourth location then?
Yes, will be our fourth location.
Yeah, that's exciting to see that. So if you have been, part of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, either as a patient or as an employee, we'd like to hear from you and get some of your memories. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. And you have a nice guy over there, Joey P., who's very involved in the community. Joey is always just helping out in every way possible. He must be exciting to work with, a real motivational person.
He's exciting to work with. He keeps us on our toes. You're right. He's very involved in the community and stays very busy and encourages all of us to get out in the community and get to know the people we're working with. And
of course, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is a very close-knit business in the community. When I say close-knit, you're very community-oriented. Not only is Joey community-oriented, but I guess you could say things like in any business, it starts from the top and is reflected throughout the business. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Denise Flanagan. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm just wondering, I think the clinic has dropped Health Spring. I wonder why and what other insurance do they take, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you for calling. And Health Springs is a part of Medicare, is that right?
It is a Medicare Advantage plan, mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I'm not exactly certain of all the specifics. As I mentioned earlier, that was a contract that was negotiated on our behalf by the Stones River Regional IPA. Unfortunately, after much negotiation, they were unable to reach a new agreement. So we will be ending that relationship in the coming months. I would encourage people with questions to contact us at 893-4480, visit our website to get information, or contact HealthSpring to find out what other options they might have. We are providers for a couple of other Medicare Advantage plans, and our staff could certainly share that information with patients that were interested.
Okay, and is the Medicare end of the business growing? I know the senior citizen population, the baby boomers, moving into the senior citizen age groups, that's creating a booming population, probably one of the fastest growing segments of the population. Are you noticing it? Is it impacting your patient load at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic?
Well, sure, we're seeing that. As you mentioned, you know, the fastest growing area in our population, and I think with the introduction of the Medicare Advantage programs, that's making it more complicated. Patients have more options, which is wonderful, but it's a little bit more for us to keep up with and try to fully understand the options that are out there to patients. So we're working on that and trying to make sure that we are available to the patients in our community that want to see us through those programs.
So if a patient is just ready to throw up their hands saying, I don't understand this Medicare stuff, and it is very confusing, you can help them sort of wade their way through the paperwork.
Well, we will do our very best to give them information that will hopefully make that whole situation a little bit more sensible.
That should make you feel better right there. Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Denise Flanagan. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
I have met personally with the president of Health Springs, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And I know the full background. I have the world's best doctor, Brian Lewis, over there at the clinic. And I'm not giving him up. I'm going to give up Health Spring instead. But there's quite a battle going on. And if somebody would like to have more information on who to turn to, and I'm trying to arrange a meeting of HealthSpring and the Medicare people, because they're pointing fingers at each other, and I've gone all the way up to the White House to the Secretary of Health and Human Services trying to arrange this, but my number is 962-8383.
Okay, and
if anybody would like some help.
962-8383, okay.
That's right. HealthSprings will honor the prescriptions for refills for the next 90 days. The problem exists that there's a gap between when they're being dropped by HealthSpring and when we can change with Medicare. We can't change until January 1 is when it would become effective. We have to apply for it in the end of October and the first part of November to change. But as of September 30th, our primary care physicians are being dropped. So that during that period, we can get our prescriptions refilled, even though the PCP is no longer on their contract. We also, if we have a referral to a specialist that's prior to September 30th, they will. HealthSpring has said that they will allow one follow-up visit. So if you had some surgery in September, you could get one follow-up visit covered in October, which I think is really generous of them. And if you catch a little sarcasm, it's okay.
I thought I detected just a little bit there. But you were able to change your provider, is that right? Or are you caught in that?
I'm sitting out in the cold for that 30 days, or that 90 days. I'm going to elect one of their HealthSpring recommended doctors, but I'm not going to use them unless I had an emergency.
Okay.
And then I'm going to switch. I'm going to Amerigroup. Their coverage is almost identical from what I can see, but you can go out online to the Medicare website, and they'll tell you who's available in our area. And one of them has a little footnote that they've had 3 years of unsatisfactory service, so I'm not going to deal with them. But it's all laid out, and it describes apples to apples and tells you what to expect to pay.
And where do you find that once again?
www.medicare.gov.
Okay. And that's a good place for people to do some checking and do your homework a little bit before you, start making any moves.
Yeah, they have a very good program where you actually enter in the medications you're currently taking and so on. They'll calculate an estimate for what you would spend per year if you were on each one of these different Healthcare Advantage providers plans. It's really a good website.
Well, it sounds like it. It's very beneficial. So this problem that has developed between this provider is not a local issue then. It's one between the provider and Medicare. Is that right?
No.
The
president of HealthSpring is pointing it at being Medicare rules that are kind of tying their hands. What I asked for was to please move that date from September 30th to December 31st. That would make it easy on everybody, and they claim they can't do it because of some special rules with Medicare. And I want them to say that in front of the Medicare people. I'd like to have like a town hall meeting, and I'm trying to get one set up.
Well, keep us informed on that, because obviously a lot of people are being impacted by that.
Well, there are 1,150 of us at the clinic that are on HealthSpring.
Wow.
And so it's not a small issue. There are over 300, it's almost 400 doctors in the IPA, and they're dropping the whole IPA.
Now, is this happening in other communities as well, in other states, or is it just locally?
It's only locally that I'm aware of. The IPA is similar to a union. It's a negotiating body for the doctors, mm-hmm. and it looks to me, actually, as an outsider, looks to me like they're trying to just bypass the IPA. They're trying to get the doctors to sign independently is what they're trying to do without the IPA.
Oh, okay.
And they admitted that to me. The president of HealthSpring admitted that he's trying to get them to sign independently.
Interesting. Well, it'll be it'll be interesting to see what happens, and it sounds like there's not a whole lot happening right now, except
just
sort of a stalemate.
I'm just pushing as hard as I can push, and I'm going to get in touch with Senator Corker and see if we can get a little help that way too.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing all of this with us. I know that is it's good for people who have this HealthSprings to be aware of this and let them know sort of what their opportunities are. Thank you.
If anybody'd like to call in and give me their email address, I'd be happy to keep them informed through email as to, what's happening. And my email address is larry@wisefolks.net.
Larry at wise, what'd you say?
Wise Folks.
Wise
Folks. WISEFOLKS.net.
All righty. Larry, thank you for calling.
And thank you for the service you do to our community.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have some thoughts you'd like to share with us this morning, give us a shout. 893-1450. It sounds as if they're still trying to negotiate. And so, I guess it could be a last-minute change. Could that be?
Well, I'm not really certain what stage the negotiations are in at this, or if there are ongoing negotiations at this point. But I do know that the caller is right. There are, a large number of patients, HealthSpring members affected in the community, and there are a lot of providers that are affected, and it's very difficult for them to tell their patients that they built a relationship with that they're not going to be a member of that particular network any longer. So, I'm hopeful that people get involved, get educated about the matter, that hopefully there'll be a good resolution soon.
Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, if there is a need to change providers for people who want to keep the same doctors, can they talk with someone at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and find out which companies that you do work with and which ones maybe you've had the best success with?
Yes, sir. We have staff that are in our business office and in each of the practices that are educated about our current situation, with not just with HealthSpring but with other payers as well. So we'd be more than glad to talk to patients, answer their questions. We've been doing a lot of that, and I believe the clinic sent out one communication piece to all of our HealthSpring members, kind of giving them information and even suggesting other plans that they might consider as they look if they look to change plans. So, but we're again, we're always available to answer questions and try to aid through this process as much as we can.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Denise Flanagan. How are you this morning?
I am fine. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. This doesn't concern the medical center. However, my mother has been going to Dr. Helton, which is right next door to the medical center, for umpteen years. And I just called, and they will still be a provider if there are any listeners out there that goes to Dr. Michael Helton.
Oh, okay. So he will continue to accept Wellsprings then?
HealthSpring, yes.
Oh, okay. All righty. Thank you very much for
Thank
sharing
you.
That. HealthSprings, right? Okay. 893-1450, and I guess for those who are wanting to find out more about who does accept HealthSprings, you could call HealthSprings and find that out. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you? Let me try that one again. You're on WGNS. How are you? Maybe not. Okay. 893-1450. They hung up there. 893-1450. If you have any questions or comments, we're talking about your health. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. And their big groundbreaking is this coming Friday, 9 o'clock Friday morning. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Denise Flanagan.
Is this me?
That is you. Good morning.
I was calling about that HealthSpring they're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
I go to Dr. Shannon, that's, you know, Middle Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and she recommended a Miracle Group. It's a Miracle Advantage Medicare, a Miracle Group.
Uh-huh.
AmeriMan.
And that way you can keep all your doctors.
Well, that's good. All righty.
I just thought I'd call and let you know.
I think, and the name of that company once again?
AmeriVantage.
AmeriVantage Medicare America Group.
Okay.
And it's something like a HealthSprings.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
You have a good day. It's friends talking to friends over the back fence, we say, and that's what it's all about. You're
that's
on
right.
WGNS. Good morning. How are you?
On the air?
Yes, you're on. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, we done got rid of two doctors out there because they didn't know what they were doing. We changed that MMC to the Mickey Mouse Club. You lose the x-rays and charge the insurance company twice because they use them and all that stuff.
Okay.
I go back to Nashville myself.
So. All righty. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's
okay.
A long drive and just, it's just, it's a shame. Thank you for calling, though. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Obviously, everybody can't be happy. It'd be nice for everybody to be happy, but...
It would be. It's unfortunate when folks are dissatisfied, and, you know, we recognize that that happens. I would just encourage people, if they come to Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and the service that they get is lacking in any way, in their opinion, that they contact our patient advocate. Her name is Betty Rose. Betty is an LPN by training, and she really has a heart for people, and is really great at her job. She can be contacted at 893-4480, and you know, she's the person that I would recommend you talk to and express how you feel about a situation. If we have an opportunity to make it right, we'll do that. And you know, hopefully, if nothing else, we learn from those experiences and don't make that same mistake again with another patient.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Denise Flanagan.
Yes, I was just wondering if you needed surgery and used the Surgery Center, do they have any financing for folks that don't have insurance?
That's a good question. Thank you for bringing that up. What about that?
We do. We offer a number of different types of discounts and make different types of arrangements based on a patient's financial need, and of course that's done in consideration with their surgeon and the anesthesiologist and Surgery Center director. So I would encourage a patient, if they have a question about that, to contact the Surgery Center. Again, they can be contacted at 893-4480. There is a direct number. I don't have that off the top of my head, but you could get it on our website as well if you'd like.
So each individual patient is taken care of based on their needs.
We do our best and to really determine what the patient's needs are and see how we can work with them to help them through that situation. It's a difficult economic time right now for a lot of folks, not necessarily just folks that are uninsured or unemployed, but across the board really. So we will hopefully work with those patients to make sure that they get the services that they need.
So when we say you're a local business that's a part of the community, you're really, really working hard to help the community.
We are. We give it a really good effort. hopefully we can find programs and assistance and ways to help patients when they're they have financial constraints that are maybe hindering their health care.
We will continue the conversation, and some folks are on the line, so if you will hold on, you're coming up next. Stay with us.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is Jim Powell, and you're listening to Rutherford County's home of the Atlanta Braves, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Denise Flanagan. How are you today?
Fine. Good morning, Bart and Denise.
Good morning.
That situation with Health Spring and Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is almost overwhelming when you consider how many doctors work there. I use several doctors there. My primary care doctor is not in that building, so she can send me somewhere else if there be need. But if I want to keep using the doctors that I have there, that HealthSpring will not pay, I've been told that I can pay up front and still use those doctors, which would be, really expensive. But some people, if they want to do that, will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understood it, HealthSpring wanted just sort of a canvas thing, wanted all doctors there to be under their program instead of dealing with the doctors one at a time, and that just didn't suit, Anyhow, I don't understand all of that, and I might be wrong. But I did phone two of the Medicare Advantage people. I phoned Windsor and I phoned HealthSpring, and that was just about a week ago. And yesterday I got a phone call, and just out of the blue, this Medicare worker is going to be in the area today, out here in the Rockvale area, and will come to my house at 4:00 and talk to me about all the options. I said, what group are you with? And the lady told me, said it will be a Medicare representative of all the Medicare Advantage plans, and so I'll be able to talk with them. So
That's good.
The right phone calls, you can get the help right to your own door.
Help is right there. Thank you for sharing that today.
Okay, thank you.
And that is encouraging news for everybody. Denise Flanagan visiting with us today from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. The groundbreaking is Friday, this Friday morning at 9:00. Everybody needs to be there. Denise, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.